AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Justice Department will appeal last Monday's ruling by a federal judge in Florida overturning the national transit mask mandate. The appeal coming after the CDC determined that wearing masks on public transportation is still necessary to protect public health. It's not yet known if the Biden administration will ask for an emergency stay, which would put the mandate back in effect, and that could cause a whiplash effect for passengers and transportation workers. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, says unruly passenger incidents have exploded during the pandemic.
Flight attendants are trained in de-escalation, trained in handling conflict. We've had to use those skills more in the last 2 years than we have in the entire course of our careers. People are pretty worn out and we're at minimum staffing, so that also makes it more challenging.
President Biden says more weapons and ammunition are headed to Ukraine.
We're seeing just how vital our alliances and partnerships are around the world. Our allies are stepping up, amplifying the impact of our response, and NATO is united, focused, and energized as it's ever been.
Russian forces are drawing closer to defenders holed up in a mammoth steel plant that represents the last known Ukrainian stronghold in the port city of Mariupol. A fighter apparently on the inside pleaded on a video for help. "We may have only a few days or hours left." He called for international help to evacuate hundreds of soldiers and civilians from the plant. Russian forces have been dropping heavy bunker-busting bombs on that mill. Secretary of State Antony Blinken fears what happens in Mariupol might be far more brutal than Bucha.
"We can only anticipate that one, this tide also at some point recedes from Mariupol, we're going to see far worse."
Analysts say the offensive in eastern Ukraine could devolve into a war of attrition. This is AP News. U.S. Secret Service officers shot and killed an intruder at the Washington residence of Peru's ambassador.
Authorities say the ambassador and his family heard windows being smashed just before 8 a.m. and called the Secret Service to report a burglary in progress. Secret Service officers discovered a man in the rear yard armed with a metal stake. A taser failed to stop him, and police say it was at that point the officers shot the man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators have not determined a motive, but police say the incident appeared to be isolated to this particular embassy residence. The sprawling home is one of the largest in Washington. The Peruvian embassy says the ambassador, his family, and staff are all safe. Ben Thomas, Washington.
New Mexico workplace safety regulators imposed the maximum possible fine of nearly $137,000 for firearm safety failures on the set of Rust, where a cinematographer was fatally shot by actor and producer Alec Baldwin. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.